Lord Bardhol awoke to the sound of screaming. He knew he'd been living on borrowed time and luck, and now it seemed both had run out. Without a second thought, he threw back his... My name's Lauren Orty, and I'm 27 years old. Well, it started off as a few notes on a piece of paper, and I decided, right, I'm actually going to do something with this. So I wrote the manuscript out, drafted it 3, maybe 4 times, and then Amazon do a scheme that promotes new authors and up-and-coming authors. So I signed up to that, and, well, the rest, as I say, is history. It's there it is. It's been quite a battle, especially with suffering from ME. It makes me very tired, lots of pain. So writing comes in fits and starts. Some days I can write quite a bit. Other days, it's, well, a write-off, for the want of a better term or phrase. It gives me something to focus on, gives me a goal, because with not being able to do much, it gives me something really proactive. I feel like I can fight against what I've got because of what I'm writing. It gives me a channel for all my feelings as well. I've done it dark because it's very dark and very ominous, and it does actually go into the darker sides of the characters. Even the protagonists, the heroes, they have a very, very dark side as well, and it's to get that across. So you sort of pick it up and think, oh, I'm going to have something a bit dark and a bit gritty. Silver, my main character, is a person who I'd like to be. She's got all the strengths I'd like to have, but the demon in it is based on an ex of mine and aspects of him, because I wanted the real dark things, but something I could draw on to give it more realism. Fantasy is amazing because you don't actually have to explain anything. It can just be. So if my characters have got wings, that's fine. If they've got magic, that's fine. It's, you don't have to go about all the way explaining everything. It's just there, and whoever's reading it can see it for what it is. So it is a completely free canvas, and it's so creative. I absolutely adore writing fantasy. I'd like people to know, and fellow sufferers, that it doesn't have to hold you back. You can still chase your dreams, and you can still catch them.